What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
The NFC East is going to be an interesting division. It always is for us because the Giants are in there. And you see the Commanders adding Von Miller to the squad. Now, I don't know how much he's got left in the tank. He's certainly someone who has been around the game and maybe helps the locker room, whatever. I don't think it's a huge impact. I mean, you know, they brought in Deebo Samuel. They still have this Terry McLaurin situation with the contract and really Jaden Daniels in his sophomore season. Is it going to be like a C.J. Stroud, a little bit of a step back sophomore season, or does he take off and be, you know, the next great one? So, I mean, that's a team. You look on paper, I know that the Cowboys could be either, you know, boom or bust. They could be an 11-win team or a 5-win team. But you got the Eagles who are better than the Giants. You got the Commanders who are now better than the Giants.
And well, the thing about it is that we always talk about the Giants having a tough schedule. The same thing could be said about the other three teams in their division. They all have a tough schedule.
But they're better, you know.
But I also believe that the Giants will be better, too. I think a healthy Andrew Thomas is big. I think a healthy offensive line is going to be huge for them. They have, at least on paper, people think one of the best defensive lines in football now, maybe a much better defense overall. You know, Malik Nabers is a top-end wide receiver, and it really comes down to, you know, what Russell Wilson can do and how long they're going to continue to go with him before eventually handing the reins over to Jackson Dart if they decide to do that this year. I think all things considered, if somehow Russell can get them to a winning record after, say, 6 or 7 games, you know, then you never know what the rest of your schedule when you're playing your teams and who's hurt, who's not, which quarterback's missing, which coach has lost his team. All of those things happen.
Yeah, you know what I want to see? Well, I shouldn't say I want to see this because I do want to see them win some games and stay relevant as long as possible. But, like, let's say it's week 6, the season's not going great. At that point, to make a quarterback change, is it going to be Jackson Dart at that point? Are they going to think that he's ready enough, like 6 games into the season?
I mean, only they, you know, listen, this kid played a lot of football in college. It's not like he's, you know, 18 years old.
Right.
You know, it's like this Tyler Shuck kid played on 6 different teams in college. You know, he had like 3 or 4 injuries that were significant that cost him time, but he was, at one point in time, was Justin Herbert's backup out in Oregon, and right now could be the projected starter for the New Orleans Saints.
Yeah, that team is going to
stink. Which was crazy.
Huh?
Well, and that's why we were talking about this yesterday. Now, and I think it's one of the reasons why there is a discussion about Arch Manning coming out of Texas after next year. I don't think that's happening. I personally do not think that's happening. Even though if the Saints had the number one overall pick, Grandpa was, you know, was Archie Manning. Here comes Arch Manning. You know, 40 years later, I mean, you know, that would be some amazing story for the Manning family. But I think the kid, if what Eli told me 2 years ago about this young man, that he's going to want to be like Peyton and Eli and enjoy their college time. And by the way, Peyton and Eli didn't make the money that this kid's making in Texas.
Yeah, right, which is a huge part of this. And, you know, I still think, though, if he has a great season – and it feels like he's going to be the number one overall pick. It's just a tough thing to turn down at that point and go back to school. It just it really is.
Texas is spending over $35 to $40 million on their football team. And, you know, they were the first ones with the Longhorn TV network
yeah.
that were able to really monetize their their franchise, if you will, which is Texas football, which is one of the five biggest programs in the country. And it is insane. I mean, it is a passion, a religion, if you will. And they have so much money. They have so many boosters. They sell out every game. And they have the preeminent quarterback in college football right now starting for them.
Yeah. I mean, that's as spectacular as it gets in college football right now. But I still think, even though the money is there and the fun and all these things about college, if he has a monster season, and he may not, but if he has a monster season, especially if the Saints are sitting there with the number one overall pick, there's no way he's going back.
You know, I think the kid is pretty grounded myself. I do. I think he's his dad Cooper is a great guy, and he's got great uncles. He's got great grandparents. I mean, look, the kid is coming from a very, very grounded family. They want to do it the right way. You know, it's fortunate enough for him that he's able to make money. You know, I can't ever imagine him entering the transfer portal. You know what I'm saying?
No, it's not happening.
He shook the hand of the coach, and I want to be your quarterback. He sat behind Quinn Ewers, and he played a little bit, and now it's his turn. And I think that this is something that, you know, it's been done the right way. When I think about the way that he has been brought up and the way that he played in high school and then ultimately chose this school and then just sat there, you know, quietly, didn't bitch and complain, didn't go into some transfer portal, and knew that, you know, it was good for him to sit and watch.
And now is his time. Let's finally see a full season of him. Nick in Newton, New Jersey. What's going on, Nick?
Oh, yeah,
Nick. What's up, man?
What's happening, Nicky?
So you guys are talking about the Mets naming Lindor the next captain. Boomer, are the Rangers going to name a captain? And will they not trade him while he still is the captain of the New York Rangers?
Yeah, I hope not. I would think that they would name a captain, and I think it's either going to be JT Miller or Vincent Trocheck. That's who I would think the captains would, or a captain would be.
Yeah. I mean, and there's some controversy around the last one, obviously, as it was alluded to.
Well, Jacob Trouba, but you know that, you know, again, this is, you know, off season, social media driven. Guy laid it on the line for the team, played hurt, and basically the team, you know, decided they had to move on. And there was something missing in that locker room for some reason. And I blame part of the problems on that team with the front office of that team.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
There's too many captains on NFL teams now. It's like a bunch of them can get them.
Yeah. I don't know.
A big roster.
It is a big roster, and you like to have a collection of players that you consider your player council, and those are your captains, where you can go to them if things aren't going well, and you can say to them, hey, look, man, and we heard this about Jalen Ramsey and the Miami Dolphins, and you want to talk about an embarrassing story for Mike McDaniel?
Mm.
So Mike McDaniel, basically the head coach, the stories that come out about Jalen Ramsey being late for practice, late for meetings, and really not being able to do anything about it, and you know, and Jalen, you know, thinks of himself as a Hall of Fame player. So now you got a real problem. One of the guys who thinks he's one of the best players, but yet doesn't realize that his actions are chewing away at the team. Now, I don't know if Tyreek Hill's that way. He could be that way too. And if they're walking all over the coach down there, that's why you would hear that Mike McDaniel is on thin ice because of crap like that.
Yeah, when things are going well and the offense was churning, it was cute. When they're losing and there's a bunch of injured players and then you hear somebody's locker room issues, and Tyreek Hill basically said at the end of the season, even though he's not going anywhere now, but he said at the end of the season that he was going to look elsewhere and all this other stuff. I mean, and then you see the nebbishy, thin, sort of awkward head coach. Now all of a sudden it's not cute
They're
anymore.
Walking all over him. Yeah. That's what it looks like. It's fun when he can get the most out of Tua and they can have a high-flying offense. But it's not fun when they're walking all over this goofy coach who is putting on these crazy press conferences, and the players just know that they could just completely walk all over him, which is what it sounds like happened with Jalen Ramsey.
Yeah, and that year that they were winning when they were on Hard Knocks in season, I mean, the players did respect him and love him because of how good the offense was.
Plus, he was different. He was a breath of fresh air, I'm sure, for them.
Of course. But it's also, I mean, you're coming off of Brian Flores, who was apparently very, very strict, and then here comes Mike McDaniels, the opposite of that. But it doesn't feel like this is going to last more than this year.
It doesn't. And, you know, who is completely opposite of that right now are the New England Patriots. And the New England Patriots spent more money on free agency than any team in football. I'm not saying that they bought a team and that the team's going to be better just simply because they spent the money. But they went out and they got a legitimate head coach who's got head coaching experience and also New England Patriot experience. And they also brought back Josh McDaniels as their offensive coordinator. And that, to me, is the big hire. That's the thing that hopefully will get Drake May to another level. And if Drake May is as consumed with football and loves football as much as everybody says he does, and you now pair him with Josh McDaniels, that is going to make them significantly better than they were last year. And if you look at their schedule, much like the Jets' schedule, it's a hell of a lot, at least on paper, is a lot easier than what the Giants and the NFC East have to deal with.
Yeah, I mean, it's got to be frustrating for the Jets fan that all of those years of the Patriots' dominance over your franchise and then, you know, both of your teams sort of bottom out and you look at their rebuild as opposed to your rebuild right now and you feel like they're miles ahead of you.
Look at the last 5 years of the Patriots, they've been brutal. Ever since they went to the playoffs with Mac Jones his rookie year when Josh McDaniels was the was the offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
And then right after Josh left to go become the head coach of the Vegas Raiders, all of a sudden it kind of fell apart around Bill Belichick. And then, of course, Gerard Mayo had the 1 year. You never want to be the guy replacing the guy. And now Mike Vrabel is a guy who went and had experience with Bill O'Brien down in Houston, head coach in Tennessee, obviously has ties to the Patriots, all those Super Bowl teams. And now they are going to be a much better, more organized and determined team.
Yeah, I mean, you would think. And also, obviously, the Jets were very interested in Vrabel. I don't think Vrabel was ever really interested in the Jets, maybe using it as leverage. But, yeah, just another coach that they really liked that ended up going to New England as opposed to staying with them.
You know, and there are two people that I really like. I don't care what anybody says. I like Bob Kraft and I like Bill Belichick. I like both of them.
Yeah.
And I kind of respect what they accomplished on the field together. What I don't like is the fact that now they're becoming Jimmy Johnson and Jerry Jones.
Yeah, which, I mean, it doesn't make any sense to me. What is the point of this? I mean, is it just to say, like
can't, like, all three, you know, and Tom Brady, you could throw right in the middle of all that.
Yeah.
You know, you all three had, the greatest run in NFL history.
Is it because people want credit? Is that what it is?
I don't know what it, you know, you never know the internal politics. You never know what's really, truly going on. And, you know, of course, I'm sure Bill Belichick, after winning 6 Super Bowls and being a part of, what, 9 up there, you would think that he would have a job for life, that no matter what happens, he was always going to be the head coach. But then, of course, the owner, you know, has to be able to corral the coaching staff and the general managers to do what he wants to do and spend the money that he whatever the issues are. But it's really, I mean, it just, I don't know. I just wish those two guys could bury the hatchet and realize what greatness they achieved on the field.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.